We go inside the New South Wales Origin camp. One of the assistant coaches, Danny Badiris, he was obviously a pretty handy player in his day two. He's on the line right now. G'day, Bedsy.
Evening, man. How are you?
Mate, very, very well. First and foremost, this COVID situation, how's it affecting you guys and what have you had to do today?
It's just something, I guess, all the players are used to over the years. But yeah, this has progressed pretty quickly from Kingscliff, where we were sort of 24 hours ago, to now. So, look, it's not ideal, but at the end of the day, it's that won't be an excuse for us to go there and play not the way we know we can. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. We're in a bubble here. We can't leave the hotel, but that's all good. We've got great facilities. You're in an amazing hotel and in amongst a team of guys you want to be around. So it's not too bad.
How's the lead-up been to it, Bedsy? Because it seems like very similar to the first Origin, where everyone's talking about Queensland, everyone's talking about a couple of injuries, the blokes have been sick, and New South Wales just seem to be going about their business.
Hey, it's good, mate. It's been, having Kingscliff there, it was a nice, relaxed environment. We had the community right behind it, and Freddie's great with open sessions. All the media were there. Everyone was allowed to come and watch all the time as well. So you could see it start to grow, and some of these younger players like Brian Tyler and Jerome there, they got big following, so that all these kids are just around camp the whole time. So everyone's been pretty relaxed. We've got to get better in different areas that we know are going to be different tomorrow night. There's no doubt about that. So we're looking forward to, we know it's not going to be like the first one where there was a nice dry track and it was a neutral venue. This is going to be pretty hostile and must-win game for Queensland. So it'll be a different environment. There's no doubt about that.
Bedsy, neutral venue, please.
Queensland, Townsville.
I'm putting my Queensland hat on here, and I don't. You can take this any way you want, but I think complacency is always an issue in rugby league. And when you beat a side by 50-6, I don't think there's any amount of talking or whatever you do going into a game that can maybe take that touch of complacency away from a side. I would rather, to be honest with you, I would rather be going in with Queensland's mindset into this game as opposed to the New South Wales mindset. Do you agree?
I think for us, here comes the boys, so the music, Dad. I think for us, mate, we're New South Wales. We've got our record cliff itself there at Suncorp. What we've gone through for the last, so many years, dozens of years, it's been tough, mate. So we've got to make sure that there's definitely nothing to be complacent. I know we had a good scoreline, but so is all the teams in the NRL this year with when you get on momentum and a lot of possession, which we did have. So we know it's going to flick around and it can change very quickly. So definitely no complacency here.
One last one before you go, Bedsy. I know Boyd Cordner was invited into camp with the New South Wales Origin team. He was the last man to lift the shield back in 2019. That would have given the boys a big lift this week.
Yeah, it's been great having Boyd around. He's someone that's got so much so much respect within the group, and in the blink of an eye, they're running out behind him last year, and all of a sudden he's there in amongst the staff, and it's just so good to see him here and in great spirits, and just lending a hand where possible. So we've got our jersey presentation pretty soon, I reckon about 15 minutes or so I'm sure we'll be a part of that.
All right, mate, I know we've got to let you go. I appreciate you jumping on the line for a quick chat the day before Origin 2. Good luck to you and the rest of the gang tomorrow night at Suncorp.
Pleasure. No worries, man. Thank you.
Well done. Danny Badiris, New South Wales assistant coach, with the latest out of the Blues camp. So they're obviously having COVID tests and everything else, but at this stage, the NRL's telling us they are essential workers and they will be right to run onto Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night.